All right, welcome back to the Triple Option with RBKD. I'm Rod Babers, hanging out with my man Kevin Dunn and Brad Keltner, the real MVP. You can hit him up via Twitter at Brad Keltner. Kevin Dunn's at KevinDunn01. And I'm at Rod Babers in the Twitterverse. Gentlemen, World Series Game 1 tonight. Y'all getting excited?
I am. I kind of love the World
Series.
Starting
to get titillated a little bit?
I'm a little titillated.
I feel it up
there. I'm a little tubined.
I got to admit, obviously, we talked about it the other day, it's not the sexiest of the matchups.
No.
But I do think there are some really good storylines. And the one that is intriguing to me, and I've heard them talking, you guys obviously are more seen heads than myself, the Tampa Bay Rays, you guys were talking about this yesterday too, in the economics, right, of this matchup and how Dodgers, one of the big, you know, one of the highest payrolls in Major League Baseball, and Tampa Bay Rays among the lowest. And I heard this stat that nobody's won a World Series with a payroll as low as Tampa Bay in like 20 years, at least,
probably.
They say.
The Royals in 2015, I'm guessing, would have been close to that.
I think in terms of reaching the World Series, the lowest team in terms of ranks of payroll is the Rays in 2008.
Okay.
I think they were 29th in 2008 when they reached the World Series. They lost that World Series to the Phillies. But this
that
year they're
sense,
28th,
though.
I believe, in payroll. So, yeah. Now, there's been some smaller market teams and smaller payroll teams that have won the Fall Classic in recent years, but nobody to the level of the Tampa Bay Rays.
That's pretty cool to me. I think the Wall Street Journal is where I saw it, that there hasn't been a lot of teams in history that have been able to win with a payroll that low. There have been low payrolls before.
But not like that.
But not bottom barrel of Major League Baseball performing at the level the Rays are. And in the article, it points out how, you know, the bullpen is where, you know, we talked about where you find value, where you're going to find your value in terms of finding that market inefficiency to take advantage of, and it's their bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they find value. Their bullpen is as good or better than anybody's in Major League Baseball, but in terms of what they pay for, they just find great talent there, and they keep replenishing that talent over and over, and developing that talent.
And they take some chances. John Curtis was a guy who had multiple surgeries here. I mean, they weren't sure when he was at UT if he was really going to be able to pitch at the next level or even finish off his career at UT because of injuries. But he was able to rehab. He's got a strong arm. There is one similarity, one constant with their arms and their bullpen, and that is they usually throw gas. But what I love is how they've mixed and matched. So think about release points, okay? A pitcher's release point and where he's letting go of the baseball.
Yeah.
Then think about a circle, all right? They almost hit the whole circle in terms of all the different release points that they have coming out of the bullpen. Mm-hmm. They've got a lefty who is sidearm. They've got a righty who is sidearm. And everything in between, they hit over the top, three quarters. And so
the range and all
the range, and you're coming in, and they mix and match their talent so damn well.
That's a good point.
And guys, these are two sports cities that have gone through some tough times, especially in recent memory. Long title droughts for Los Angeles and Tampa Bay. It's been 9 sleepless nights without a title for Los Angeles sports fans. It's been 22 devastating days for the city of Tampa Bay without a championship. So you got to feel for these fan bases, man. They've been going through a lot of pain and suffering.
Yeah, luckily for the Tampa Bay people, they may have been asleep by then, but they got the big win this last Sunday. Things are going well for that city and that market.
And they got Tom Brady.
It's
like the best sports down in the country right now. Tampa Bay, who would have thought? Now, it's a fascinating matchup. It really is. And the Dodgers are relatively heavy favorites. I think they're at -210 right now to win this World Series. So not a lot of ROI if you want to bet on L.A. to win this thing. But I think you'd be silly to count out Tampa Bay. I mean, on paper, L.A.'s a better team. There's no doubt.
That's the betting value.
You would have said that about New York, right? The Yankees, on paper, better team than the Rays. And even though the Astros this year weren't that good, you probably would have said, on paper, they got more big names.
Mm-hmm.
They got more talent than the Tampa Bay Rays do. But somehow, some way, the Rays keep finding ways to get it done. So you'd be silly to count them out. I still feel like I'm picking the Dodgers, so I'm going against myself, right, by counting them out. But I think they've got a chance to make this a really, really competitive series, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if they find a way to win this
thing. The bullpen for the Rays, 12 different pitchers converted at least one save during the regular season.
Wow.
That matched a major league record, and that was with a shortened season.
Yeah. Can you imagine if they would have played 100 more?
The Texas Rangers as a team had 10 saves.
Oh, my God.
That sounds like a fake stat.
The Rays had 12 different people convert a save. The Rangers as a team had 10 saves this year.
That sounds like a sad stat.
Yeah. Sad and fake, but both real.
So we've got the two hottest hitters, they always say, on the planet. Well, we don't know. I mean, well, what if there's some guy in some village right now who's just hammering fastballs left and
KBO.
Right? Hey, you're right, exactly. Well, yeah, at least in America, playing Major League Baseball, the two hottest hitters, Corey Seager for the Dodgers. This guy is a young superstar. He's a fascinating story. So his brother Kyle, who plays for Seattle, there's three of them. They grew up on a North Carolina farm, and their parents, they were the stars of everything. So the soccer coach wanted them and wanted them to play year-round. The baseball coach certainly did. The football coach, the basketball coach, they ran track. They did everything. They were just those different athletes, right? But their parents wouldn't let them do it because they had to work on the farm. And so Corey Seager didn't have nearly as many at-bats at like 20 as most 20-year-olds that would have been going through that system. But he said, what it did is it just created this love for the game. I never got burned out. So he's just gotten better and better. And as he's gotten healthier, he's a pretty cool story. He was an NLCS MVP. Mm-hmm. And then Randy Arozarena, who is
he's been unbelievable.
The Cuban Missile is his nickname.
Oh, he must be the first Cuban Missile in the history of sports.
It's the first time we've heard it.
I don't think I've ever heard it. Just like the Hebrew Hammer. That'd be a great nickname for a Jewish player. Cuban Missile, that'd be a good one for a Cuban player. I like that.
We need to get more creative with that. I think there was a Castro nickname in there somewhere, but they're like, let's just go with the Cuban Missile. But guys, he's sitting everything.
Yeah,
breaking balls, fastballs, it doesn't matter. He's sitting on it and driving it to all parts.
Yeah, he's fun to watch.
He's fun to watch. He's got an energy to him.
He is.
Yeah, he's a rookie. It's unbelievable.
Been up for like, what, 2 months or a month?
They should be drug testing that guy every day, like random drug testing, where it's not so random. Like, he is that good right now. It makes no sense. He's been spectacular. And, KD, you and I were talking about it during the break. If you're L.A., you might want to put that guy on for free.
Yeah.
Like, you almost treat him like he's a future Hall of Famer the way he's swinging the stick right now. Because the Rays aren't getting a ton of production 1-9 in their lineup.
No,
but it seems like every time that guy comes up, he makes something happen. He obviously hit the homer in
Astros
Game 7 against the Astros.
Yeah,
the Astros learned it. The Yankees learned it. That guy's been a monster. So if you're L.A., if you're Dave Roberts, I wouldn't be opposed to just putting that guy on first for free and not risking him hitting one out of the ballpark.
Don't let the pride get in your way, man.
Do
I'm
not
with you on
let
that.
The ego the, get I'm there.
A, you're right, because they don't have a lot to worry about in the lineup. But that dude.
The pride and winning tradition of Randy Arozarena should not be entrusted to the weak or the timid.
Man, obviously, baseball's got a lot of young stars shining, though, in this postseason. Tatis Jr. shining and... I see Arozarena. That's pretty good.
Betts is so much fun to watch and write. I don't know if you guys caught any of the home run rob that he had, but then the shoestring catch. This guy is a world-class right fielder. He's as good defensively as any right fielder I've ever seen. Old heads, don't tweet me. I'm 42. I didn't see Clemente.
What's the pitcher? Well, not pitcher, but the catcher for the Dodgers that everybody loves.
Will Smith?
Will Smith. Yeah. You know what his walk-up song is?
No,
getting jiggy with it.
No, it's a good guess.
Well done, good job.
That's the
good
Fresh job. Prince of Bel Air.
Okay,
it's the theme song to that show.
No.
He totally embraces it.
I love that.
And by
guy
the way,
now.
There's a Will Smith on the Braves.
They matched
pitcher,
up,
and they matched up, and Will Smith hit a homer off of Will Smith.
Right.
Was Will Smith there? Did Will Smith give him a shout out
he
on Twitter?
Have.
No.
How did Will Smith not get the word that Will Smith hit a homer off of Will
Smith?
Will Smith
is watching baseball.
No, but he's on social media. Will Smith. There's two Will Smiths out there.
It blew up. It blew up.
Come on, Will. Exactly.
I will give the producer credit, and the reason I guessed that is because they went out. I forgot what it was, TBS or Fox.
Pretty cool.
But
I didn't know that.
After the inning, they went to commercial. And they went commercial with getting jiggy with
nice.
You like, have well to. Done, well
that is
done.
Pretty cool, man. That. Yeah, but everybody says he's supposed to be the real deal. That
he
he's
is.
Another great young player.
And we've talked about it. Andrew Friedman, who came from Tampa Bay, Tribe shout out.
Yes, sir.
And has done an amazing job with the Dodgers. So now all of a sudden, Rod, and it's been a question about Billy Beane forever. What happens if you get the really smart mind in the analytics and the way that you should be running an organization and you give them a salary cap to really play with.
Yeah.
That's when you can turn turned kind of the Dodgers what they've turned it into. But their lineup is loaded. This is an old school rivalry. This is a loaded lineup against pitching and defense. We'll see who wins. Pitching and defense most of the time does in baseball.
You've got a lean, KD? Is that your lean right there?
That's kind of my lean, man. Wow. And I picked the Dodgers to win the whole thing when we started this, and it's not like I've seen anything where I'm like, oh, they're out of arms. Although tonight will be really important. Craig mentioned this today, to have Clayton Kershaw go as long as he can, because they're still kind of resetting their pitching staff, and Walker Buehler's probably going to have to go game three.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad, because he would have been the guy to see.
Yeah, no doubt about that. All right. Before we play this Jeff Luhnow audio, because we have to get to this story, the estranged general manager of the Houston Astros. KD, can you tell the fine folks of Austin, Texas, about our man, Dr. Brent Brotsman?
Dr. Brent Brotsman is the best orthopedic surgeon and doctor in town. I've gone on there for a couple things. I've talked about my bad ankle, and then that kind of went to the hip, and I don't really talk about that much on the air, and that's mainly because of Dr. Brent Brotsman. I went in there, and he took a look at my balance. We did some tests, and the bedside manner is fantastic, but this guy really knows what he's doing. 25 years of private practice experience. He wrote the only orthopedic book to originate out of Austin. You can get online and look at the reviews. People are really fired up about his opinions, and rightfully so. Stem cell shots, PRP shots, all these things that are getting baseball players back on the field quicker, and other sports, they can help you out too. So if you're a workout warrior or you just want to get back to feeling good, go see Dr. Brent Brotsman. They're on Facebook. God bless you if you're there. Or you can just get online. It is BrotsmanSportsMedicine.com, 512-977-0000.
75% of feeling good is looking good.
Feeling good.
I saw that in a late-night hair loss commercial once. Some guy named Brad K. who said it. So I was like, yeah, that's my future, baby.
You're too young. Rod will remember this. You remember Ron Popeil?
The
late night infomercials. He did everything. He did the air dryer for jerky.
Yeah.
But he also had the spray paint.
The spray paint
for the bald spot.
Oh, that.
And I mean,
what?
No, I'm not kidding around.
Spray paint?
You'd like spray paint.
Spray like
the bald spot and then comb it through.
Did you put like Flex Seal on your head?
Well, because the bald spot, it would show, obviously, if you had if you were balding there and you had less hair. And he would spray the spray over your little bit of your hair you had there, and it'd make it look fuller and thicker. Plus, it would paint your head a little bit.
Wow.
So from far away, it would look like you had a fuller head of hair than you did.
But
when you
really
got close up, you could tell, oh, dude, you painted your head. further away, you could. And
wow.
Yeah, it was
look
weird.
It up. So it's Ron Popeil,
no,
hair in a
thing.
Can for all you kids out there. And I'm showing Rod right now.
Yeah, I remember that.
A video. Oh, my God.
Yeah, this was a thing that people bought.
He's probably thinking, well, I'm seeing women with painted on eyebrows. Why can't we hit the bald spot with some paint?
He'd
shake it up to it, and then he would comb it through and would look at with a straight face and be like, that's how you do it.
Jeez.
Yeah. Now go pick up your woman.
Yeah. Who's getting laid tonight? Ron's getting laid tonight.
I'm going to have to investigate that.
That should be an SNL skit. Let's just do that. Let's just reenact that. And I would be laughing.
We've got two future BK lounges from today's show. The first one on Jeffrey Toobin, and the second one will be on this product right here.
All right. I digress. I'm sorry. Awesome.
I want to mention this story real quickly, guys. And maybe we can dive into this a little bit more at the end of the show or tomorrow. But former Houston Astros general manager Jeff Luhnow is once again claiming that he had no idea about the cheating going on within the Houston Astros clubhouse back in 2017. He said that before. He said that after he was relieved of his duties by Major League Baseball and the Houston Astros last year.
It's a nice way to put it.
Uh-huh. But not only that, he's actually throwing some others under the bus this time. So he's adding a little bit more. It was a nearly 40-minute long interview done with the NBC affiliate in Houston. Luhnow, of course, was fired along with former manager A.J. Hinch in January, after the revelations of the Stein-stealing scandal came out. And I've got some audio here from Jeff Luhnow. It's ridiculous that this whole thing took 40 minutes, but here's about 40 seconds of him kind of talking about his involvement or lack thereof in the situation, and also sort of claiming some allegations against the current Houston Astros.
The people who were involved that didn't leave naturally to go to other teams are all still employed by the Astros. In fact, one of the people who was intimately involved, I had demoted from a position in the clubhouse to a position somewhere else. And after I was fired, he was promoted back into the clubhouse. So none of those people faced any repercussions. They weren't discussed in the report, but the evidence is all there that they were involved.
So there's Jeff Luhnow right there. And the report he's talking about, he met with MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred before he got fired, and he said he gave Manfred a 150-page report with emails, documents, and testimony. But it's unclear how much of that was used by Major League Baseball. And Jeff Luhnow later in the interview said he was going to punish me and AJ regardless. Like, he had his mind made up that he was coming after us, regardless of the evidence that Luhnow was claiming was in that binder.
Titanic, that dude died, right?
The went down.
The captain?
Yeah, he goes down
with
the ship.
You're going down.
Going down with the ship.
And that's what this is. Fair or not.
Do you believe that he had no knowledge at all?
No, I don't buy that at all.
I think
this guy's really smart. I think he's a compulsive liar. And I think he's the type of guy in some industries you go, great job cheating the system. This is a little different, though.
Okay, that's a good point. I don't know how much he knew. I'll say this. I believe that he tried his best to have kind of plausible deniability.
Yeah, okay.
I think he tried to avoid the obvious signs. I think he knew something was going on. And I think at best, I'm going to say he could have just been fully knowledgeable and just been a shady character the whole time and running the damn operation. But at best, I think he was just trying to maintain plausible deniability the whole time.
John Wooden and Sam Gilbert.
Yes. There you go. Yes.
John Wooden knew something was going on.
Willful ignorance. Like, man, what do you mean? Like, yeah, you know something's happening here. And that's Jeff Luhnow.
I don't believe this guy for a second. Right?
He was full
on. He was too
on,
good of a GM. He was too involved
he's
with
too
the
smart.
Team. Too smart to not know what
Great
was going
point.
On.
He's too smart.
And I bet he was perpetuating this thing as well. And I love it because he's the guy who gave Manfred the report, and he's pissed that Manfred didn't use it. But it was Luhnow who put it all together. So the emails, the documents, the testimony, that was all from Jeff Lunau's side.
Yes.
Right? He could have deleted emails. Oh, I'm not going to include this. I'm not going to include that. But I am going to throw this in there. Like, come on, man. AJ Hinch, I gained a lot of respect for that dude when he just came out and said, yeah, I should have stopped it. I knew it. I knew it was happening. That's on me. He wore it. Jeff Luhnow, I lose more respect for that guy by the day. Just admit it, man.
Are we assuming AJ Hinch never told Luhnow what he knew?
Oh, there's no way.
There's no chance.
They never
no
brought
chance.
It. They never
there's
brought
no
it up ever.
Chance.
They never said, bro, there's something, man. These guys in this locker room.
No, Jeff Luhnow.
Rod, you know why? You know why I know that? Because you guys were so, the Astros were so on the ball about
everything.
It gets back to who was the cat who was talking, it was Urban. You know, the whole detail-oriented stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm so detail-oriented, but this stuff just kind of.
Yeah,
you
know, I just missed out, just on,
missed
this,
out on
the
this
Zach
one.
Smith thing. I didn't see
or
it.
Or was it someone else? Was it a basketball coach or like a Roy Williams or someone like that? It just, it doesn't add up.
No, that's what happens with all these situations. It's almost like Belichick, right? It's like, we know that you are a control freak and you are detail-oriented and you want to make sure that you got your hands in every part of your football team, every aspect of it, even who hell Tom Brady's trainer is and who his dietitian is, for God's sakes. And yet you want us to believe that the whole, you know, Spygate thing and Deflategate, it just happens and you know nothing about it. Like, you know something.
Hinch is going to manage again, I think.
Yeah.
I think because of what you said. He's really liked in the industry. He wore it well. Luhnow's not going to ever be invited back to baseball.
I don't think so. I don't think he should.
He needs
either.
To go find another industry, which he came from before.
Yeah.
Wall Street
guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, corruption fits perfectly.
Exactly. Yeah. Lying and corruption.
Yeah, that's how we also know you let them cheat, because you came from a culture of cheating.
Right.
They literally, that's what you guys do.
He didn't know that was happening on Wall Street either. He had no idea.
Yeah, no.
He can present a 150-page document showing he didn't know a thing.
If he would have done this at Goldman Sachs, he would have gotten a raise.
Yeah.
Yes, great point.
Ridiculous. So there you go. It's kind of beating a dead horse at this point, but new revelations, if you will, coming from the former GM of the Houston Astros, Jeff Luhnow. It's the Triple Option with RBKD. It's Tuesday. The BK Lounge is coming up, which means it's time for another edition of Hypothetical Tuesday.
Yeah!
On today's edition, I'm putting KD and Rod B in charge of making laws. We'll see where their mind goes next.
Fourth and five, the national championship on the line right here.
Oh, the band is out on the field.
There's the pass to Leitner. Puts it up. Yes!
I don't believe what I just saw.
Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game.
Chalmers for the tie.
Got it.
In 2 seconds.
Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler. Unreal.
Oh, wow. In your life have you seen anything like that?
You believe in miracles? Yes.
Now, it's time to step inside the BK Lounge. Here's your host.
Who the hell is
Brad Kellner?
Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. I know what you want. You know I got it, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the BK Lounge. October 20th, 20 and 20 edition of the Lounge. Alongside Kevin Dunn and Rod Babers, I am BK Brad Kellner, and this edition of the BK Lounge is brought to you by Audio Visual Consultations. Give them a call, 255-8678, to get the home TV setup of your dreams. Gentlemen, it is Tuesday. It is a little after 6:30, which means it's time for another edition of...
It's Tuesday somewhere, so you know what that means. It's...
Hypothetical!
Tuesday!
It never gets old. So cool that we got LeBron to voice that over for us. Wow, that is spectacular. Hypothetical Tuesday, where I take a deep dive into the minds of my two co-hosts. You. This is round 11.
Uh-oh.
What's ooh about that?
No, ooh about us, just getting into our minds.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes. Like, is there an innuendo there? I usually don't miss out on those.
No.
Not a place you really want to be, though.
No tube in there.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. God, I got to watch that video.
There's no video.
Thank God there's no video.
Exactly.
Yeah,
thank you, Rod.
I'll find it.
Jeffrey's wife. People that are attracted to Jeffrey Tube and the seven out there don't think that.
Yeah. His wife probably wants to see it, honestly.
You think so?
Yeah.
Been a little while.
Well, no, just because you're the wife, you want to see what he
the hell's
did.
Going on.
Yeah.
Right.
You humiliate yourself in front of the world. I need to see it.
Yeah. And who are you attracted to?
And who
on
are you?
On the Zoom call.
Dang, boom!
Mm.
Who on that Zoom call is inspiring that kind of behavior?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can go blonde. I can't get young, though.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Round 11 of Hypothetical Tuesday, guys. I teased it before the break. We're talking laws today. This is very open-ended here. If you were in charge of law making, what current law or laws would you abolish?
Ooh.
And what law or laws would you create?
Wow.
Wow, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Marijuana should be legal across the board.
That's an easy one for Rod.
That's easy for
Stay
everybody.
Stay off the weed.
I would also get a lot of people that have been in prison just for selling marijuana and get them out.
Yeah, they should be out.
I mean, as long as there wasn't something else in there. So
yeah, totally agree.
If you were selling marijuana and you...
Especially if it's a small
amount. You assaulted someone, then it's different.
Yeah. And if you were selling like the kilos of it, maybe different. But if you, listen, you got caught with an ounce or something, listen, you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
You're good.
We've got other stuff.
And this is from probably Patton Oswalt. I love his idea that if you live to be a certain age, certain laws don't need to apply to you anymore. Basically, if you live to be 85, his idea was crazy. If you live to be like 95, you could murder somebody, but only with your bare hands.
Right.
But if you're 95 and I can murder you, BK, at what, 25?
You don't deserve to live.
You don't deserve to live. That was his premise. Like, you deserve to die if I'm 95 and I can kill you with my bare hands. So in that vein, if you are like 85, the drug law shouldn't apply to you anymore. Like certain things shouldn't apply.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're 85, you do whatever drugs you want. I don't really give a
damn. Yeah, you pull them over and they got hardcore drugs and I would tell people to stay away from them. I'm like, well, they're dying.
It's like, right, dude? Like, dude, you're 90. Go ahead.
No one should do heroin, but if you want to.
If you want to, you're fine. And nobody 90 is going to start doing heroin anyway. So that's like a law that doesn't apply.
Challenge accepted.
Oh, great. Hey, didn't Seinfeld also kind of on that same vein, didn't Seinfeld have the bit where he said that you should be able to drive your age?
Yeah,
so if you're 91, let him go 91.
I don't agree with that at all.
I don't either.
I don't agree with him going 19.
Trying to think of what else. Definitely that. I mean, a lot of my libertarian stuff would come out on that. I would probably end up getting rid of too many because I want us to not have as many laws. Sorry about that. And part of that goes with the safety culture that's been festering the last 20, 30 years.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Something like seatbelt. I mean, I don't think you should get a ticket for that.
Mm. Anything you'd create? Any law that's not there that you would add? Katie?
Kevin Blonde Tuesday. If your name is Kevin, you're allowed to go up to any blonde and get one freebie.
Thank you to Kevin.
What do you mean by a freebie?
President. I was like, what is a freebie?
President. Whatever Kevin thinks.
Free drink.
What does a freebie mean?
Maybe.
Free 5-wing coupon from Pluckers?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I would do? I would have created, okay, term limits. Term limits for Supreme Court justices. Term limits for politicians.
Term limits for any politician.
Yeah, term limits.
Okay.
We need more of those.
I think the biggest one for me is I would flip the weekday weekend bit. 2-day work week, 5-day weekend. That'd be the law I change.
Oh, I like that.
In all seriousness, I would go 4-3.
Yeah.
I think the numbers are proven out in terms
of
production.
Well, nickel is base these days, so.
That's true.
I like that idea, though. No, I'm with you on that. I think we need to have more vacation days.
Come on, man. That's what we're looking for. All right, how about this one, guys? We're going Matrix-esque for this next Hypothetical Tuesday question here on the Triple Option with RBKD. If you could learn any one skill in the world without trying, like kind of Matrix learning style, right? You take a pill and all of a sudden, boom, you've got this skill mastered. Which one would you pick?
Hold up.
If you could learn any one skill.
Any skill.
Any one skill in the world. Just one.
Oh, my goodness.
I got mine.
Without trying. Like, you don't have to go through all the training to learn how to do it.
Oh, man. This is going to give me time to think about this.
Playing the piano?
I wish I could play it like Billy Joel.
And you'd become a master at it.
A master, just like that.
I could teach you, like, Mary Had a Little Lamb.
I know you know a little stuff.
Few songs.
Man, that's a great question. Wow. That's really good.
But people that can play instruments, when I see someone play a guitar or play the piano especially, I marvel at them. The fact that they're able to, my brain just doesn't work that way. Mm. I never put the work in anyway.
Yeah.
And I never really tried.
There's still time.
No.
So, okay.
My brain just doesn't work that way. I can tell you about Joey Hart. I can't play the piano.
Okay. So this is anything that's considered a skill.
Anything that's considered a skill.
I'd probably go with coding because that's how you end up hacking.
Ooh.
Whoa.
And hacking is the future of the world, like it is. You need hackers on both sides. Like, basically, in the future, wars are going to be fought through the cyber wars, if you will, through the internet.
And you self-scout your own hacking, too.
Well, every government's going to want a hacker. You need hackers now. That's what you think. The CIA and the FBI, they're hiring hackers because they don't know what the hell they're doing. They don't know how Russia's hacking into our democracy. They have no idea. So now these hackers are being recruited on both sides. I want to be one of the best hackers in the world. I'll be wanted by every major government.
That.
That's smart.
Yeah, if you just know how to code or anything related to that, right? You're set in
this
life.
Yeah.
BK, what about you?
My first thought was like superpower-esque, and that felt unfair.
To fly or something like that?
Mine would be to read people's minds. I would love to have that skill. To just be able to read minds. Oh, that'd be so awesome. Outside of that.
That would be cool.
Yeah, Microsoft Office would be so cool. I see that on people's resumes.
What?
That'd be awesome.
Just be a coder then. Yeah.
I only want Office. I only want Microsoft. I think like knowing every language would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Or
that
just like, it doesn't have to be every language if that's unfair, but like knowing like 5 or 6 languages.
You get so many chicks that way.
Yeah.
And you start breaking out a different language.
Oh, dude.
Right.
You're pulling them
and I just
right.
love communicating with people. Like, that's my biggest fear of traveling is not knowing the native tongue.
That's a great point.
Right? It's like, I don't want to go anywhere where I can't speak to the people who are there. I just feel out of place. If I knew a bunch of different languages, that would make life a lot easier for that.
And when you know a lot of different languages, I've been told by people who do know a lot of different languages, you'll find that they have similar foundations and roots of, you know what I mean, in terms of the language and the history of those languages and the origins of them.
When I was in Italy, I spoke Spanish to them.
Yeah.
And with the Latin root, like,
I
literally got around just, and they spoke a lot of English too, but just speaking Spanish, and it was close enough.
Yep, there you go.
Man, that'd be cool.
That would be cool.
All right, that's going to do it.
That was
short
good.
Edition.
Yeah,
that was
I like that.
Hypothetical
that was a tough
one. Tuesday.
Is there any sports
that was a tough
stuff?
One.
Like, if you could dunk a basketball, if you could hit a home run,
skills?
Hit one 450, if you could
like run a 4-3,
any of that stuff. If you could throw 100 miles per hour,
this
would
you do? This is going to sound crazy. No, it's ridiculous. I would be a great deep snapper, and I know it sounds crazy. All those other skills.
It does sound crazy.
They do sound crazy, but I'd play for 20 years in the league, and I'd probably play 10 snaps a game.
Okay.
They can't touch me. The rules say they can't touch me. They can't mess with me.
Yeah.
There's no pressure on me.
You get a free release to
I
go tackle.
I thought of this before. Like, I don't have any pressure. I don't have anything. Like, I just can. I'll deep snap, and I'll make, I'll probably make, you know, what's the minimum in the NFL now? Close to $1 million or something like that?
What is Cullen
So I'll be making close to $1 million.
Wow.
There you go, for 20 years. No, but I wouldn't get the big contract the baseball players get, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have that pressure either. Mm-hmm. I'd live the most stress-free life ever.
What about the backup quarterback?
That's right there. You see, you can still get hit, though.
A little pressure, though, when he goes down. Like, you
like for Tom Brady or someone that never gets hurt. You know,
that's
you're just holding the clipboard, making $5 million a year.
That's true, but that deep snapper is just he's on the sideline eating popcorn, and nobody's messing with him.
Yeah.
He's like got candy on the sideline, and nobody cares that he's not focused because you only play 5 or 10 plays. Nobody gives a damn about you. Everybody's in like a huddle, making adjustments, stressed out. That dude's on the sideline,
chilling,
scratching himself, kicking it, watching the other team. Like, that was a great play.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, I want to live that.
I got a good seat for this.
Right? He's like, that's a stress-free life, bro.
It is.
I want to live that kind of life.
I was just thinking, like, right now at our age, like, for one time, I think I would want, like, 450-foot power.
Oh, that'd
like,
be
I would
awesome.
Love to, like, have a Giancarlo Stanton home run.
Giancarlo?
Giancarlo.
Okay. Did you just turn him into a woman?
I did.
You know what?
Her name is Jean
Carlo. It'd be more impressive if it was Jean.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, he's kicking really.
Maybe you want to be Jean.
He doesn't have a bat, but he can go. You know what I mean? Just to have one of those. Just to know what that feels
That'd
like.
That'd be cool. Call up David Pierce and be like, let's take BP real quick. He'll be like, all right, whatever, dude. And then at the first pitch, I just hit one 420 feet just to see the look on his face. Would be so awesome.
What about you of all those?
That'd be pretty cool. I've always wanted to dunk a basketball.
Okay. That is awesome.
But obviously, that's not going to turn me into an NBA player. But if it's just a one-time bit, if I can do something one time, like just a nasty 360 between the legs off the glass dunk.
That'd be cool.
And then never be able to dunk again. I just want it one time.
Oh, God, that's terrible. Yeah. Never be able to do it again?
Well, of course, I'd want that, but...
That's like having sex with the hottest woman on the planet, never be able to do it again.
Right. No, it's cool. I know I peaked, so it's like, I don't want to do it again. You know, you can't peak twice. Those are the rules.
You're right, Matthew McConaughey's dad, huh?
Yeah,
Climb that, send him out. I'm
done. Well done. Good ender there. We've got one more segment to go here on the Triple Option with RBKD. We'll tell you what's on tap next.
Pop a top again.
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been known to drink a beer or two.
I think a man working outdoors feels more like a man if you can have a bottle of suds. It's only my opinion, sir.
I got beer.
I got bottled breast milk.
Why don't we start with the beer?
Okay.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Wait, it's already 5 o'clock here. It's time for What's on Tap.
How about a nice cool drink?
That's really
man,
good.
That's good. That's...
Pop a top again.
Welcome back to the Triple Option with RBKD. I'm Rod Babers, hanging out with Kevin Dunn and Brad Kellner. Time to wrap this thing up and put it in the oven. Before we do that, I do need to wish my fiance a happy birthday. It's her birthday today.
Happy birthday, fiance.
Happy birthday, fiance. Yeah.
Fiance.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. So,
as you continue to say it, and as
it's annoying, isn't it? I don't like to say it.
It comes off when people say it as...
You definitely want to get married quickly because going from girlfriend...
It has an arrogant feel.
To fiance, it feels pretentious.
Yeah, very pretentious.
I feel pretentious saying, so I got to get married quickly because I don't want to be the guy saying fiance all the time.
Fiance.
Oh,
and you don't want to be saying it for a couple years because then her friends will be giving you crap.
Oh, no, you can't go too long. No.
Fiance.
We'll go courthouse before we wait too long. I've already told her that. So we're not going to... The COVID's like making things complicated. We're just going to get the marriage out of the way and then we can celebrate later.
That was always my dream.
You know what I mean?
Dream wedding.
Courthouse. I'm a courthouse kind of guy. Like, I think it's romantic.
Courthouse.
I think it's romantic.
And lets you and I go to the beach.
Exactly. You know what I mean? It ain't about all these other damn people.
Brad's looking at me. It's shocking I'm not married.
I ain't trying to feed all these other damn people.
No!
It's about me and you for life.
Yes.
I don't give a damn about all these other people.
Let's go bang on the sand.
That's what I'm talking about. Party, man.
Oh,
big party.
We're going to have parties with our friends.
Exactly. We'll have parties forever.
We'll have parties before, parties after.
Why do I have to pay for the party?
Right. The minority.
How about if we all pay for the party?
We should all be paying for the party.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, shut up. You're not going to ever get married.
I didn't know that about y'all.
Yeah.
No, I might just throw a wedding party for myself.
You just like parties.
I just like parties.
You don't even like the wedding. No. You're about the commitment for life.
No, let's get over it.
Just throw a party.
Yeah, I'm more about the commitment for life.
Hey, Rabbi, hurry up, dude. Open bar across town.
BK
Come on,
just
man.
Just likes weddings because he can hook up with chicks. That's yeah. why he's, he never no, goes like with. Too. He never goes attached. He always goes unattached, and he knows weddings are the best place to hook up with women.
Hey,
best places.
Do they do the real glass whenever they crush that? Is that real glass, or is it like fake glass so you don't get it in your in your shoe and cut yourself?
A mix. I mean, they put it under. It's usually real glass,
oh, yeah.
but they put it under a
yeah.
covering.
Yeah. It's always covered,
yeah.
right?
So like the glass doesn't go everywhere and okay. scrape anybody. It's usually real glass though.
There's like a oh no, it's Curb Your Enthusiasm
Mazel
where
tov.
As an accident, she steps on his hand with the glass while he's putting it down.
I haven't seen that
she
one.
She steps on it too early. Oh,
I gotta see that.
That's a great one. Oh, man. All right, what's on tap for you guys?
Baseball. I want to see if Mr. Kershaw can do this, and I hope he does. He's a likable guy, but he just does not have the same stuff. I've been back and forth. I am going to go with the Dodgers.
I think I'm going Rays.
Are you going Rays?
I'm going Rays, baby.
I love it.
I'm going Rays.
Go pitching and defense
pitching and
right
defense,
there.
Man.
All right, so as I'm driving home, I'm going to be listening to the Longhorn Blitz podcast. Not much to talk about in Longhorn world. What did you guys get into?
Some good stuff on there, man. Gotten into why, you know, how the offense is regressing to becoming the Sam Ehlinger show and how that's a bad thing, but it's fascinating to some of the stats my man Jeff Howe drops on them. So we'll get into that. And, of course, we preview Baylor. And we talk the Owls of Texas. We talk about all that stuff, too.
So as much it's a two-hour pod.
Yeah, exactly. As much as we can cram into the 47 minutes that you get to hear.
That'll really be coming up next yeah. right here, so don't go anywhere. BK, it's World Series stuff. You got any broads coming over?
Dames?
You got any dames? the dames.
What are these words here? So disrespectful to women. I mean, you guys, would y'all show some respect to the ladies, please? Like, as a feminist, I am truly, truly offended by that, okay? You can't call them those things.
You're not offended by anything.
No, I'll probably watch some Baylor stuff tonight. Really start to delve into them a little bit more. I watched the Kansas game. Not a lot to see, but I might go back and watch that West Virginia double overtime game to depict what I can from Baylor and try to figure out what to expect when the Bears come to town this weekend.
I can't wait to erase
I
that
see
game
whites,
too.
Baby.
I see
whites
at white. Home.
Throwback.
Wearing white at home, not seeing the eyes of Texas. You're not lining up right. Boy, the old heads are having a rough one right now. They are pissed off. We'll talk more Texas football tomorrow. I'll give you a little recap of the Dodgers and the Rays, and also get back into Cowboys stuff, Texans stuff, NFL. It is a busy time in the sports world. We appreciate everyone listening. Don't go anywhere. Longhorn Blitz podcast is coming up, and Bucky and Aaron will have you started at 6 a.m. in the morning. For Brad, for Rod, I'm Kevin. Peace, y'all.